Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
The consideration is that I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president.
President Biden giving no hint that he's quitting the 2024 re-election bid. Fox's Jared Halpern continues our live team coverage from Washington. And Biden says he still's got a job to finish, dismissing the increasing calls to step aside.
Yeah, no, listen, I think that the president, again, made clear to Democrats that he is committed to staying in this race. I thought it was notable he was asked one of the last, it may have been the last question, kind of, you know, if anything would change his calculation, right? And he said, I guess if they came into me and said, there's no chance you have to win, he said, but no polls or people are saying that to him. That's a little bit different. I think George Stephanopoulos asked him the same question, and he said the Lord Almighty. So we've taken a step down, I suppose, from the Lord Almighty to, polls. but listen, I don't think he is given any indication that he's going to step aside. And listen, I don't think it was a news conference that probably converted a lot of folks. I don't think that if you are a Democrat who has stayed supportive of President Biden's reelection bid, you have changed your mind. Conversely, if you're one of these 15, 16 Democrats who have publicly called for him to change, I don't think you're putting out a statement today that says I was wrong. But listen, it was a news conference that was long anticipated, in my view, long overdue. And it sounds like it is a strategy that they're going to try and employ perhaps a little bit more. You heard the president say, I still have to allay fears. I need to be out there. I need to do these events. And so that seems to be the strategy moving forward, to try as they can to turn the page. Obviously, it comes with some risk. If the president has another moment like he had at the debate stage, that's only going to exacerbate this. So he's sort of in that tough, unenviable position where, any small mistake is magnified, and a large mistake between now and the election could be fatal.
Yeah, there would be no free passes. And so even the gaffe about Vice President Trump and the gaffe earlier at the NATO conference introducing President Volodymyr Zelensky as Putin, they're magnified in so many different ways. And so it seems like every day, if you're a supporter of the president or you're a congressional Democrat or running the campaign, you almost are holding your breath. If he's got, like, Monday, for example, sit down with Lester Holt from NBC.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly, that language you used is exactly what I have heard from a couple of Democrats, right, is that they feel like they are in a position where every day they are holding their breath, hoping for the best. And that's not the way to run a presidential campaign in their view, which is why they have suggested perhaps another candidate come to the fold. Again, that comes with an awful lot of risk, too. Starting from scratch in July, a presidential campaign is, in modern times, unprecedented, right? And so these are not easy conversations or easy decisions for Democrats. But listen, I think that it was a do-no-harm situation for the president last night. And now it's on to a rally today in Michigan, a wildly important state, and then a really big interview Monday, kind of counter-programming there, the opening day of the Republican National Convention. How about that?
Are you going to be there?
Of course.
Look forward to it.
I don't miss an opportunity to go to Milwaukee.
Right, exactly.
I'll be in Chicago, too. I'll be at both of them. I'll be leading our with Jessica Rosenthal our coverage.
Nice.
So you'll hear plenty of me, hopefully, next week.
You say hopefully. Of course, yes. We want to hear more from
you. Well, you know.
Why don't we preview
my voice or something? I don't know.
Let's preview the Republican convention briefly as we anticipate. Obviously, Florida will play a role, and we'll have Florida delegation there, but it's almost like Florida is forgotten this time around because we're no longer that pivotal state.
Well, unless you're home to the running mate.
Yeah, right.
you may know more about that than I do, but that's a fascinating dynamic, right? Mm-hmm. You've had the ability for President Trump to kind of lay low here, right? They have not wanted to kind of step on all of these concerns with President Biden. And so you've not seen or heard. He's done a couple of rallies, but it certainly has not been maybe the type of schedule you'd expect. So they go into this convention, I think, with a little bit more maybe excitement than previously, a little bit more mystery. Who's the running mate going to be? When's former President Trump going to announce that? How's it going to be announced? And, you know, I think that that makes for a fascinating evening. I know that their theme is to make America great once again, and they're going to talk about the economy, and they're going to talk about foreign policy, and they're going to talk about some of these other issues. I am interested as well to see kind of If you see any consternation on the Republican side, you've already seen some, you know, pro-life Republicans, social conservatives, not love some of the changes that have been made to the party platform as it relates to abortion and some of these other social issues. Does that come up to the fold, or is it a much more kind of unified front than what we're seeing from Democrats at the moment?
All right. We'll obviously be dialed in throughout next week and comprehensive coverage coming your way from Milwaukee, led by Fox's Jared Halpern. And we'll have our reporters on the ground as well. Samantha Manning from our Washington newsroom also going to be reporting from Milwaukee. And we'll be hearing from delegates throughout the week as well next week on Jacksonville's Morning News.